that's lav davka metal. It could be made out of wood also. Like the eight, he only said that you could make a kli shoris out of wood. But everybody agrees you cannot make it out of a kli shoris. So that's the reason why the tanner in the base midrash was made out of metal and not made out of a kli shoris. Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda has a rogel kaimed the Rami bar Choma. Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda used to first learn by Rami bar Choma, Shavke, and then it came out he left Rami bar Choma, the Yotel Rav Sheshes, and he went to learn by Rav Sheshes. So Yom Echad, one day, Togadei, one day, Rami bar Choma met up with this Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda. Almost he said to him, Al Kitavta Nakton, like you took a hold of a prince, like Reichos Tilo Liad. So just because you walk in with a prince means the smell will come upon you also. In other words, Mishum the Yazlus Lachor, the Kamad Rashashis, Hevel Lachor Rashashis, like you're about Gaivinik. Just because you're going before Rashashis, you think you become like him. In other words, he meant to say to him, how come you left me? How come you went to Rashashis? It's like about Gaivinik, like just because you go amongst great people, it makes you great. So he said back to him like this. So Rav Yitzchak Rav Yehuda said back to Rami bar Choma, Lav Mishumachi. That's not the reason. Amalei Lav, that's not the reason. But Lav Mishumachi, that's not the reason why. But the reason is, Mar you Rami bar Choma. He being in Milsa, when I used to ask you a question, Parshadli Misvara, you used to answer me with a good reasoning, with a good Svara. Ki Mishkachna Mas Nisa, but if I find a Brisa that would say not like you, then Tirchala, it's up to Shlugin. You're wrong. I have a kasha on you. So I didn't like that answer that you only used to answer with svaras. You didn't bring down proof to what you're saying. You didn't find out the Mishnayis was not to do relay. Mashenkin, Rosh Hashis. When I went to learn Rosh Hashis, Kibina, Milsimine, whatever I used to ask a question from him, possibly the Masnisa, he would bring me proof from the Mishnah. The Chinami Mishkachas Masnisa Pircha, even if I would come and ask the question from another Mishnah, you can't slug him up. He still has the Mishnah on his side. Therefore, like Rav Sheshis, better. So Rami bar Choma said to him, listen, boy mina milsa, yishlecho ki masnisin, as if to say, I could do it also. Ask me a question now, and I'll bring you an answer back from a Mishnah. He says, okay, boy mina, ask him a question like this. Visha b'miksas kli, toyin mariko shtifo, or yein toyin. In the case again, when you cook up kachim, you cook up the chattis in the pot, and you only cook it in the bottom 2 inches of the pot. So pshit, when you want to kasher it, the bottom 2 inches of the pot, you're going to have to make a mariko shtifa. My shagur is, what about the rest of the pot? Do you also have to make a mariko shtifa in the rest of the pot or not? That was the shayla. So Amalei, so Rami bar Choma at the back and said, ain't it toyin? No, you do not have to make a mariko shtifa on the rest of the pot. And I'll bring you proof. It's just like the din when dam of chatis goes on the begid, that is toying kibbutz, you have to wash off the begid. How much of the begid do you have to wash off? Only the mokum of the dam. So you see, when you have to wash it off, it's only the mokum of the dam. So that was his answer. So on this, Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda answered back and said, no, voletoni yochi. We did not learn like this, though. There's no Mishnah like that. Or Malay, and the Rami, Rami bar Choma said back, Mistavra, that's my Svara, that's Kibegid. It's a Svara to say that cooking up in a pot is just like the dam going on a Begid. If some Svara is Ma Begid, just like by disclosing. So the dam Chatas goes on the Begid, and the throwing Kibbus, and the Mokam Adam, you only have to wash off the place of the dam, is our Kli, the same thing by the Kli, and the Tzoyin Mariko, we see some of the mokum vishal, that you only have to make the extra mariko shtifa on the first 2 inches of the pot that you cooked in, not the rest of the pot. So on this, no. On this, Rabbi Yitzchak said back to Mamalei, Midomi, is it a light? I could ask the question of this. Dam lena fafeya. When the dam goes in the begid, I understand why you only have to wash off that mokum, because the dam does not travel through the begid. But dishma fafeya, but the cooking up of the pot, that is mafafeya, that travels through the pot. So about the Svara said, you have to cook up, make mariko shtifa on the whole pot. And secondly, Tani would go through like this. That choymeh biyazor Mimarika Shifa. There's a chumra about the dam going on a beged over the lock of kashering the pot with Mimarika Shifa. And also, for chayma b'mariko Shifa mivazor, there are certain chumras about Mimarika Shifa mivazor. And it's like this. Chayma b'yazor is a special chumra about when the dam goes on a beged, shazor yeshna b'chatoy, sakitoynis b'chatoy, sapanimis. That the dam, whether it's from the dam achitoyn of a chatis, or the dam apanim, the yeshna b'chatoy zrika. And even the dam before you make a zrika, when that dam goes on a beged, it's toyin kibbutz. Ma'ashen came riko shtifa. Ma'ashen, you don't have this by the dinam riko shtifa. Riko shtifa is only after riko, and it's only on a chatas achitoyn, on a chatas asitin, not on a chatas apanim. Now, chayimah ben riko shtifa, the special chumras about the loch on riko shtifa, that you don't have ba'azor, sham riko shtifa in the heges, bein b'kotchim kadoshim, bein b'kotchim kalim. Even by shlomim you have this halacha, that if you cook up the shlomim in the pot, you're going to have to make him riko shtifa on it. And also, bishul b'nitzas akli, if you only cooked on the bottom part of the pot, toyim riko shtifa, kol akli, that the whole kli now is toyim this riko shtifa. This is clearly ma'ashenkeim b'azor, ma'ashenkeim b'azor, you did not say this. By dam, that we have in the Mishnah before, that the mitzvah of kibbutz is only the mokum adam, not the rest of it. So Amalei Senech Nami, Rami Bachami answered back and said, Itanya Tanya, if you learn this way, if you have a Mishnah this way, you're right, so you're right. And the time of my, what's the reason? Why does the bright say this way? On my core, the prophet says, V'yim v'kli nechashis b'shola. If you cooked up the kachim in the copper pot, which is mashmo, v'yafilu b'mikzav kli, even if you only cooked it in part of the kli, still that's the din, cooking in part of it, it's toyin mariko shtifa on the whole of pot. So it's mashma that Rav Yitzchak did the right thing by leaving Rabbi Bachomo and going to learn by Rav Sheshes. Now the Mishnah says, Echot kotche kadoshim, the echot kotchim kalim. There was toyin mariko shtika. Turn around below like this. Chatis, the Pasuk says chatis. Say liyela chatis, maybe only when you cook up a bosa from a korban chatis, is there the mitzvah of shtifa or marika? Kol kotchi minan. How do we know any boss of any kodesh? Tamlam, the pasuk says kotchi kadoshim. That's a kotchi kadoshim, which is extra. So I need to teach me any kotchim has this mitzvah. So if you cook it up in a pot, you have to make him riko shtifa. And like Rashi said later, the Moor explained is lav dafka kodesh kadoshim. Since in the Pasuk, even Maya Truma, from the word Kodesh Kedoshim, it's any Kodeshim, even Kodeshim Kalam also. Now, Yochel the Gemara, I would have thought to say, Sheni Marvis a Truma, maybe you would do it if you cook up Truma in the pot. When you want a Kashrut also, you have to make him Riko Shtifa. Talmud Leima Oysa, no, it says Oysa Mashma, only Kodeshim, but Prapla Truma, Truma not. Truma, you would not have to make this extra of Shtifa Riko. See the Rabbi Yehuda, these words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Kodshei Kedoshim, Tunim Riko Shtifa, Kodshim Kalim, Einam Tunim Riko Shtifa. That's Rabbi Shimon's Psham the Mishnah, that only Kodshei Kedoshim is Tunim Riko Shtifa, but if you cook up a boss of Shlomim, you do not need a Riko Shtifa. Why? The boss says, Kodesh Kedoshim, Tzadiki is Kodesh Kedoshim in, Kodshim Kalim Loi, not Kodshim Kalim. Mora says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? So Mora says, me the Yitzchak Oysa. Since I need this Pasuk Oysa. Lemute Truma, to tell me, not Truma, that by Truma there's no mitzvah, Mariko Shtifa. But the Chal, there should be a proof, the Kachem Kalam to the Mariko Shtifa. That regular Kachem Kalam needs it. Only Truma not. But anything more than that, even Kachem Kalam also. Rabbi Shimon, what's wrong Rabbi Shimon? Omelech, he says, no, Oysa, Kedi Amrinon. Like we said before, according to Rabbi Shimon, by the dam, if they have a shasa kosher, then it'll be toyin kibbutz. So I call upon him, there's no need for truma, because see, deep in kachem kalim, it's not toyin shtifa mariko, only kodesh kadoshim, not kachem kalim. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true what we're saying now, who truma loy boy shtifa mariko, if you cook up truma in a pot, you do not have to master it, but at time you learned, kideva shibishu babosom, if you cooked up meat, you should not cook up milk. Re-imbishel, but nice in time, it becomes also, if there's nice in time of meat in the milk. truma, if he cooked up truma in a pot, but yavasha b'chulin, you should not cook up chulin here. In bishul, if he cooked up chulin, b'reisetam, if he tastes the truma, it becomes also. You see clearly there's a nice thing time by truma, so he has to be master the keli also. On the Bible, the Tzrichel, the Kliyam HaMalek, we learned, bishul b'nikzav kli, tzayim rinka shifa, kol ha-kli. Ha truma le'tzorach el ha-mokam bishul, that's all, not more. The chumra of mriko v'shifa is the whole pot. And by truma, you don't need that mokam, he cooked it and not above it. Rav Amal, the Tzrichel, the Kliyam HaMalek, b'mayim v'loy b'yayim, b'mayim v'loy b'mosak, that when you makshir, the chattis, it has to only be in water, not in wine. Oh, my shank, when you makshir truma, afilu b'yayim, afilu b'mosak, even wine or diluted wine would also be good. Rav Amal, le Tzrichel, le Kliyam HaMalek, we learned, marik v'shifa b'tzaynin, that you have to use to wash it out with cold water after you makshir it. And oh, my shank, by truma, afilu b'chamin, with hot water. So the most only lemad yam rika shtifa b'tzaynin, and lemad yam rika mirika b'chamin or shtifa b'tzaynin, Mike lemeimam. The Gemara says shtifa yisarta, that still you're going to have to wash it out extra. But the vati you have to kasher the pot if you cooked up truma. But after you kasher it, by kochim the special mitzvah of shtifa b'tzaynin, you have to wash it out with cold water. By truma you will not have this extra mitzvah. And this machlokes will see in the next daf. Exactly how you have to make the shtifa from Rika. The koporim of Ada by Truma needs a hechsher, just a special halachas that apply by kochim, the Rika shtifa that you do not have by Truma. But the special halacha is kol hakli, or dafka water and not wine, or else you have to have the cold water afterwards. These things were only said by Bosa kochim and not by Truma. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We are holding that tzaddik vov in the base on the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Tarfonim, Rabbi Tarfon says, in bishul boi mitchilas haregel, if at the beginning of yomtif, beginning of a regel, you cooked up in the pot the basa kachim, the beginning of a regel, so lochu is yuvashul boi is called a regel. The whole regel you're allowed to keep on cooking in the same pot, and you do not have to make omrika shtifa. I've seen the Gemara why, since there are so many kabbalas on Yom Tov, like every single day you keep on cooking up in the same pot, so every single day, like yesterday's tam comes out, so it's no more nicer in the pot, and now the new tam goes in, therefore like every day kashes yesterday's bishul. Therefore on Yom Tov and bishul by betchilas haregel is yivashah b'eschol haregel. However, the chomer and the chomer say no, ad zman achila. You only let it cook in this pot until the zman that is mutatit, the meat that was cooked in that pot. If it was shlamim, you let it still cook up in this pot for 2 days. If it was from a chatis, you let it cook up in the pot for 1 day and 1 night. But afterwards, when the first time becomes nicer, then you cannot cook any more in this pot until you make a mriko shtifa. Until the end of the zman achila. Now, your mriko shtifa. That after the zman achila, that's when you have to make Yom Riko Shtifa. Now, the Mishnah explains, Mariko Shtifa, Mariko is Kamrika Sakais. Mariko means washing out the inside of the cup. And Adurcha Samozin, you have to wash out the inside. Ushtifa means Kishtifa Sakais. That's like washing it out on the outside of the cup. Because you have to wash the pot out inside and outside. Now, Mariko Bechamin, when you first wash it out inside, that's what hot water, like you have to really kasher the pot, in boiling hot water. Ushtifa, when you wash it out a second time on the outside, that's the training. That could be done with cold water. Now, Vihashvud,